Seattle started the Dhamma talk by giving a simile of a log floating on the Ganges River. The name of the Sutta is known as Dharukhando Pama Sutta. Literally, it means using a piece of wood or log as a simile. In there, Lord Buddha first gives several conditions, which includes if the log is not stuck on this side of the bank or river, or if the log is not stuck on the other kind of river, plus several other conditions, then that log will definitely reach the ocean. Why? Because the Ganges River flows directly into the ocean, and without any distractions, the log will definitely reach there. As a simile, Lord Buddha says, "My Dhamma sons, if you do something similar and not get stuck on this side of the bank and not stuck on the other side of the bank or river, then you will definitely face Nibbana, that is, be liberated." Why? Because by that, Lord Buddha means that one should not get attached to the six ayatana known as the sense doors, such as eye, ear, and so on. That is equivalent to getting stuck on this side of the bank. If one does not get attached to the senses themselves, such as sight, taste, smell, and so on, then the yogi is said not to be stuck on the other side of the bank. If the yogi is not attached to the sense doors and the sense, then they will get the right view known as Samadhi. And in companion with the other Ariya Mega, the Noble Eightfold Path, then the yogi will note things as they clearly are and will definitely face Nibbana. Why? Because the Magian, the true way, is inclined towards Nibbana, and it is a direct path to Nibbana, and it is inclined towards Nibbana, so the yogi definitely will get liberated. So that is the main theme of the sermon or the Dhamma talk for this whole retreat. Then, based on that, Searo gave another sutta known as Maluja Buddha Sutta. That is about a venerable old monk who, despite his old age, decided to practice Vipassana meditation and asked Buddha for a summary of instructions on how to practice Vipassana meditation. In the previous days, Searo has tried to elaborate on what Buddha said. Buddha said, "Deity, Deita Madda Bhuvatati. If you see something, just know that it's you are seeing nothing more," and so on. So that is very short and succinct. But in order to understand that, Searo explained the different aspects of what that means. In there, Searo explained that if you see something, then there are thought processes, and there are likely to be kilesa defilements such as lobha, greed, dosa, anger, and moha that can come in unless the yogi just is aware on the sense and sense door and self. Searo explained that what we see by seeing is occurs when the sight and the eye get contact. And there is a nodding mind, and maybe there are several other factors such as light and so on. But what is important is that there are only two kinds of phenomena. The sense and the sense doors are examples of physical phenomena, and the nodding mind is an example of mental phenomena. And when there is interaction, then things such as seeing, hearing, and so on happen. Lord Buddha says that when we see something, we should just note that we are seeing something, because we want to see the paramattha, reality, and not concepts and other stuff. So in order to do so, we need samadhi, concentration. And because samadhi concentration is very important, the yogis are instructed every morning and at every session why it is important to have that concentration. So in order to start our practice, then we should start with practicing sila, morality. Siara explained that by taking the precepts, we are trying to refrain from doing the physical and verbal misdeeds. And so we are, in a sense, pure. And it is said that morality is able to cure or eradicate the coarse form of kilesas such as lobha, greed, and dosa, anger. They will not happen. And if we have morality, then we are pure, and that state is known as sila vidodhi, meaning purification by morality. That is not enough, because when we see something, then there is a thought process, and if we are not careful, then there is a tendency to analyze the forms and behavior and shape and form and so on, and we are likely to have kilesa, mental defilements. Because when we know something, then we will like or dislike, hate, and so on. So kilesas can appear. But if we have samadhi concentration and good sila morality, we have a very clear mind, we are not likely to have all these mental defilements. So if we note that noting is pure and effective and gain merits. If we can do for a minute or so, that is much better. If we can do it for much longer, that is much, much better. So when we have confidence and when we have that concentration, then our mind is very pure. It is peace and tranquil. And because we also have morality, we are sure that we are now void of physical misdeeds, verbal misdeeds, and mental misdeeds. Sila alone cannot have the mental cleanliness. So we need to practice samadhi. And once we have a clear mind, then we are set to reach the state known as siddha vidodhi, purification of the mind. So there, the samadhi, confidence, concentration is important. And Siara explained in detail what the eight Magian elements are, the path to liberation. And Siara also explained why samadhi is important and why you should practice in every moment. Because with samadhi, then it is able, yogi is able to note very clearly, and the yogi is able to see things clearly. They can experience for themselves things that are happening at that they know at that very moment. And so they are said to have accumulated wisdom, jnana. And Sierra mentioned different kinds of jnana, starting with able to note what is physical phenomena, able to note what is mental phenomena, able to note the difference between physical and mental phenomena. And at every moment, the yogi is gaining some form of insight knowledge. The yogi sees clearly what it is, and so by understanding firsthand, it is experiential knowledge, and they get delighted, and they have more faith and confidence in their practice. And if the yogi tries further, then they will see that the physical and mental phenomena are interrelated. Sometimes there is cause and effect, and the mental phenomena can be the cause, and the physical phenomena can be the effect. That is when you want to stand up, sit down, walk, and so on. The beginning, the cause, is that there is an intention to move, stand up, and so on. So the effect is the physical phenomena where the actual movement takes place. And Sierra explains that the Vipassana meditation can be practiced not just by sitting, but in all four postures. The important stuff is, no matter what posture it is, you should still note things happening and note that there is physical and mental phenomena. And if we do so, then we see that there is no such thing as I or self. And so the wrong view, known as deity or mesa deity, is no longer there. The yogi is said to have eradicated or eliminated, at least temporarily, if not permanently, the deity. And also, the yogi will understand that both physical and mental phenomena can be cause and can be effect. So the other case is when we are noting stuff, then we note that the physical phenomena begins when the eye and sees something, and then the noting mind will follow what we are noting. Sierra explained in detail what they are and what their characteristics are, and the yogi also is gaining more knowledge as well. So here again, the yogi will clearly understand that things happen without any intervention. Things happen because there is no such creator. Before they practice Vipassana meditation, there tends to be skeptical doubt, and then say, is the Deva, or is the king of the Devas known as Sacha, are the Brahmas, or even is there a deity or a lord or god that is a creator that causes action. The yogi understands that there is no creator, there is just physical and mental phenomena. So the yogi no longer has skeptical doubt. That in Pali is known as Vishikesa. So also again, these are all defilements because they prevent people from getting liberated. And if you can eliminate them temporarily, or if permanently, if one becomes an Ariya Mega, a noble person, then one is much, much closer to liberation. So in the past days, Sierra has explained from various aspects and using different examples that there is just physical and mental phenomena, that they interact, that there is cause and effect, and with every cause and effect, there is a common characteristic. There is a characteristic which says that everything that arises must vanish, disappear. And there is also the individual characteristics, the common characteristics which every physical and mental phenomena says that things are not permanent, that is anicca. And likewise, things are not satisfactory, dukkha, and there is no self, no soul, they are beyond our control, that is anatta. And these three characteristics belong to every physical and mental phenomena. So by not just listening to the Dhamma talk, but by also practicing attentively, the yogi will see to understand the true nature of things, the physical and mental phenomena, and get on the path of wisdom by getting different kinds of inside knowledge. And they should be delighted. They should feel proud of themselves that they are on the path to liberation. So when Buddha just says, deity, deita, madda, buddhati, it is just one sentence. It's very short and simple, saying, if you see, just know that you're seeing. It's like the things to note are that in order to make it true, the yogi must be aware of every moment. They need sati, awareness, and they need confidence, samadhi, and so on. And all these Dhamma talks have been trying to explain that we are following what Buddha taught, that when we see or when we hear, then we should not go on forever. We should try to stop at that very moment to prevent the kilesa defilements from appearing. And even if they appear, we try to stop them as quickly as possible. So that is not just for the beginners, but also to remind the senior practicing yogis the true nature and importance of vipassana meditation. In response to Maluja Buddha monk saying, please give a concise instruction of how to practice vipassana meditation, Buddha gave a sequence of instructions. The first one is tute tuta madda bodhati. Like seeing, this now applies to hearing. So just as the monk, if you hear something, just concentrate on hearing. So here again, it is very simple. And then, since Maluja Buddha promised to practice with fervor and diligence, then the monk tries to be aware of every hearing, every sound it hears. Here again, as Yara explained about seeing, that things appear, all the things apply, because here again, there is the physical and mental phenomena. There is the cause and effect, and there's the true characteristics like impermanence, unsatisfactory, and no self, no soul. So here again, if one tries to note hearing, then the inside knowledge will also appear. So this is simple, but you can try to explain and understand as deeply as possible. So the next thing Buddha said was, mudda madda bodhati. Here, the Buddha says that if one smells, if one eats, or if one touches, then one should be aware of these moments. It is very simple and short, so Ciara tries to explain what it is. So when one smells, then one should just note that there is smelling, and one should not try to think whether it is a good fragrance and so on. And if one does not say it's a sweet smell, a good smell, and so on, then one cannot have any attachment, and so kilesas cannot arise. But if one Also, when one eats and one tastes, then one should just know that one is eating and so on. So the yogis know that at this meditation center, they try to eat whatever it is given. So they might know the taste, but beyond that, they shall not think any much further. Here again, if one is so delighted about food, the things they want to eat and so on, then they'll be craving. Also, if they have to eat some things that they do not want, then they might be dissatisfied and they might like to complain. And Sarah says that if just as one eat with awareness and concentration, then there is no likelihood of any unwholesome deeds from happening. There will be no more complaints and so on. Also, when there is touching, bodily movement and so on, then one should just note and stop at that moment. Otherwise, if one allows these kilesa defilements to happen, then there is some craving and then there is some attachment, and all this will likely to get in the new rounds of rebirth, and so we happen once again. So for that, Sierra explained the three kinds of Buddha: Kilesa Buddha, Kana Buddha, Vibhaga Buddha, and so on, just meaning that if one is not aware and one has craving and attachment and practice to get this and yearn for it, then their wish will be granted and they will be reborn in new lives and they will be in the samsara rounds of rebirth. So it is important here again that in every movement, whether you are smelling, eating, or touching, then you should just be aware of that moment, and then you will be seeing paramattha reality and not be bogged down with piñata names, labels, and concepts. And Lord Buddha continued on saying, Vinyade vinyata madda bodhati. When one thinks, just be very aware of what one is thinking. Here again, when the yogi started practicing vipassana meditation, they do not have concentration, so they tend to have imagination and dreams, and their minds wander here and there. But later, when they have developed concentration, then they are able to keep their mind without thinking very much. Even if their mind tries to wander, then they are likely to stop them at that very moment. And that is known as Siddha Vipassana, contemplation of Siddha or the mind, which is one of the four foundations of mindfulness. So here again, no matter what sense and sense doors that you are noting or watching, the important stuff is to know firsthand that there is just physical and mental phenomena. There is cause and effect, and that things are impermanent, anicca, unsatisfactory, dukkha, and no soul, no self, anatta. And if you know firsthand, know from your experiential knowledge, then you are set to gain vipassana knowledge, vipassana jnana. Actually, Lord Buddha also gave a sermon about the results, fruits of practicing vipassana meditation, and Sierra will also set it in the coming sessions. So in order to summarize what Lord Buddha said to the monk, it is said that whatever happens, just be aware of that moment and note well. So just think about seeing. Just by seeing, one cannot get insight knowledge. One has to note very well. Why? Because in the beginning, some yogis might be seeing, But because they do not have inside knowledge, they are likely to think about whether it is a woman, whether it is a dog, whether it is a cat and so on, whether it's a bird and so on. So by nature, the yogis tend to have associate things with names and labels and concepts known as piñata. And so the yogi will not able to see paramattha reality. So it is important not just seeing, but to note what one sees. And as one practices, then one will be able to see things as they truly are, and then they will see the rising and falling of phenomena. They will see the rise and decay of phenomena, and they will be able to get inside knowledge. In interviews, Searo often has yogis trying to say that, they said, Searo, while we are practicing Vipassana meditation, we see things very clearly. Sometimes it's so clear that we just tend to see mostly the ending. There's a beginning and an end. But since things are very fast, sometimes they see a succession of disappearance as the samadhi concentration arises. So as they are delighted, Searo is also delighted to know that the yogis have progressed and has gained some kind of knowledge. So it is important to note at every moment and see not just the beginning and end, but also to note things that they clearly are. So the next thing was Lord Buddha gave a Pali verse and saying what the benefits of practicing Vipassana meditation is, and that will be the talk for tomorrow. It will be the topic for tomorrow, saying what benefits that one can get by practicing Vipassana meditation. For today, you have listened attentively to the Dhamma talk. And for the whole day, you have persevered despite pains and aches and so on. You have tried to practice Vipassana meditation and following the instructions given by Lord Buddha. So you have accumulated merits, and because of your merits and your efforts, may you progress more on the path of Vipassana practice, and may you ultimately get what you cherish most, that is, Mega Phala Jnana, path fruition and liberation. And with that, we end today's Dhamma talk.